Hey there, overthinkers. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, and if you're anything like me, relationships can sometimes feel like a constant juggling act. You've got work, friends, family, maybe even pets vying for your attention. It's enough to make your head spin. But what happens when those lines blur? When we forget to prioritize ourselves in the midst of all that connection? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Creating healthy boundaries in relationships. Because let's face it, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care, and it's essential for truly thriving in all our connections. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without receiving? You know that feeling when someone just keeps asking favors or unloading their problems on you, leaving you drained and depleted? Well, honey, those are signs that boundaries need some serious attention. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help us navigate this beautifully messy world of relationships with more grace and clarity. First things first. Understand what healthy boundaries actually look and feel like. It's not about being closed off or saying no to everything. It's about defining your limits and communicating them respectfully. Think of it like a comfy pair of jeans. They allow you to move freely, but they also provide structure and support. Secondly, learn to say no without guilt. I know, it can feel awkward at first, but trust me, the relief is worth it. When we constantly give in to others' requests, even when they drain us, we send a message that our needs aren't important. Remember, saying no is not a rejection of the person, it's a statement about your own well-being. Thirdly, prioritize your time and energy. We all have limited resources, so be mindful of how you spend them. Don't feel obligated to attend every event or say yes to every request. It's okay to decline invitations that don't align with your priorities or make you feel uncomfortable. Think of it like investing put your time and energy into things that nourish your soul and bring you joy. Next up, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't expect others to read your mind. Express your needs and expectations in a respectful yet firm manner. Use I statements such as I need some alone time to recharge or I feel overwhelmed when I have too many commitments. This helps avoid misunderstandings and sets clear expectations from the start. And finally, remember that boundaries are not set in stone. They can evolve and change over time as your needs and circumstances shift. Be flexible and willing to adjust them as needed. Life is a journey, and our relationships with it and each other are constantly evolving. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup and keeps calling late at night, needing constant reassurance and venting sessions. You're a caring soul and want to be there for them, but after the 3rd week of sleepless nights, you're starting to feel drained and resentful. This is where healthy boundaries come into play. You could gently say, "Hey, I care about you so much, and I want to support you through this. However, I also need my own space and time to recharge. Maybe we can schedule a specific time each week for catching up, or you can reach out during the day if you need someone to talk to." See how that feels different? You're still being supportive, but also prioritizing your own well-being. It's not about shutting them out, it's about creating a healthy balance in their relationship. So remember, overthinkers, setting boundaries is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-respect. By clearly defining our limits and communicating them effectively, we create space for healthier, more fulfilling relationships with ourselves and others. Ready to embrace those boundaries? Share this episode with your loved ones. Let's spread the word about healthy relationships. And don't forget to leave a review if you found this helpful. Until next time, keep overthinking, detoxing, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.